wanted to ask you about a sequence in Sunday's game where it looked like you guys opened the third quarter at a pretty good pace with an empty set there, and I know Cam Wright was pretty heavily involved. Is that something that is that the kind of set he would have been able to participate in a few weeks ago? I know he's still kind of, as of a few weeks ago, was still getting used to the system and everything. Just wondering if his usage there kind of has shown how far he's come in the last month or so here.
I think Tim, Tim's a smart guy, and Tim's done a great job of picking up our system and things we've asked of Tim since he's been here. And I think each week that he's been here, whatever we've had ready to go for him in the game plan, he's been on top of that. I don't think that's a concern. I think, overall, repetitions and experience in terms of seeing different things defensively and all those kind of things against different coverages or different fronts in the running game or whatever it may be, like those are the areas where, you just can't duplicate, experience and exposure from training camp or OTAs or whatever it may be in terms of the repetitions that some other guys have had. But whatever we've asked of Tim, Tim's ready to go each week. Like I said, he's a good learner. He studies hard. He works extremely hard to be prepared for the game. And there's other roles too. I mean, we always ask our players, to be ready if something would happen to somebody else in the game that, maybe that's not necessarily earmarked as something that you would, always do, but you got to be prepared to fill in for somebody else as well. And I think Tim's done a good job of being ready to handle that as well.
Thanks, Stacey. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm great. You guys have really kind of reversed the trend as far as what you guys have done the first time you've had the ball. First four games, no first downs, four punts. Last four games, no three and outs and three touchdowns. So did that reach the point where it was sort of became a point of emphasis? And what has allowed you guys to have some success right out of the chute? Is it execution? Is it play calling? Is it sense of urgency? Is it something else?
I think it's always been an important factor in any game. And I would never downplay the significance of that, at any point in time during the course of the year. So I don't think I don't think we gave it more significance because we were struggling or less significance because it was the beginning of the year. I think the players deserve all the credit for that. There are no magic plays that can automatically get you first downs or points without really good execution and doing good things on the field. So I would say our guys have done a good job of being able to be ready and prepared early in the game and come out and get the results you're speaking about. It's always important to try to come out and play well early and try to, get points on the board and help our team out in any way that we can. And hopefully we'll be able to continue doing that as the season progresses.
Good afternoon, Josh. How are you today?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. I appreciate it. I had a question on just sort of like when you guys quick snap at the goal line. I know that sequence in the last game probably didn't go, the way you hoped it would. And I think when that happens, sometimes, from the outside in, you might look at it and say, hey, if they didn't quick snap, maybe they would have got in. Then on the flip side, I think we could probably look at times where you did quick snap and get in on those. So how do you balance that, whether to use that, whether not to use it, and how much that has an effect on the execution of the plays?
We've always had the ability to try to do that, and it's been a productive part of our offense the past few years, and I think that ultimately any time that you choose to do that and go to the line of scrimmage and try to snap the ball quickly and run any type of play, whether it's in a short yardage, goal line, in the field, first and 10, whatever it may be, You know, you have to understand that there's going to be some times where the look on defense might not be exactly aligned perfectly because they're trying to hurry up and get lined up as well. Sometimes we've had great success because of that, and that's the reason for our success is because they haven't been aligned properly. And then other times you kind of fall into a situation where maybe you wish you would have let them get lined up because they ended up in a little bit better situation than what you want them to be in defensively as well. So I think you just got to make a choice each week about whether or not it's something you feel good about doing against a specific team that you're going against in those situations. And try to do a good job of giving the players an opportunity to be successful on the field in those situations when they come up. On a couple of those situations, you know, we had a couple guys on the defensive side. They made a really good play, and you know, and sometimes it's as simple as that. And they deserve credit too. And you know, they were ready to go, and they made a good play and stopped us from getting in there.
Hey, Josh. I had a question about, I guess, some of the finer points with a couple of guys in particular, in Braden LaFell and Tim Wright. The red zone production for each of them in the last 2 years, it seems, based on the numbers, has been outstanding. Their understanding of spacing, in addition to the physical skills that they have, how important is their understanding of spacing in that tight area in the red zone in particular? And then the second question as it relates to them is about play action, and especially when Tom comes to the backside to Brandon after a play fake. Does the receiver have time to sell run? I mean, is that part of his thing in acting before he goes into his route, and how important is it that these guys understand that?
Well, the spacing in the red zone for any skilled player certainly is limited. And we try to do a good job of explaining, you know, to our players that we're obviously working in a confined area. The defense doesn't have as much room to cover. They don't have to worry about the ball being thrown over their head, you know, 40, 50 yards down the field. So the safeties are tighter. The coverage is tighter. The windows are smaller. You know, and so our execution and our attention to detail and our readiness for the ball and the passing game, if it's a receiver running a pass route, you know, needs to be that much better. And, you know, our execution down there really, you know, determines the results. And so Brandon and Tim they've both played in the league, you know, more than this year. They have experience in games and have been productive in that area of the field before. I think they're doing a good job of fitting into our offense and doing the things we're asking of them down there and in a lot of other areas of the field as well. So, you know, happy with what they're doing at this point. I would say with the play action, I think a lot of that just depends on what you're doing. It really does. Like some of the routes, you know, some of the play action routes are shorter. Some of them are deeper. Some of them are shot plays. You know, some of them rely on, you know, a better fake. Some are quicker fakes. There's a lot of different varieties that that you could use. And I think that the players really our intention is that they're just on the same page. If the fake is going to take longer, then we have a little bit more time to sell things in the other end of the field. And if it's going to be a quicker fake, then there's no reason for the skilled players themselves to sell anything longer than what the quarterback and the back and the line are doing up front.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Afternoon, Josh. How are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for asking. Real quick, because I know there's a couple of questions. Josh, is there a short, without giving away too much, obviously, is there a short list of what you need to do against their defense? And the other part I want to ask real quick also is, seem like they have a tremendous quickness about them. Obviously, they're powerful, but is that something also that factors into your thinking?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is an outstanding defense that we're getting ready to play. They're different than the one we played them last year twice, and it's definitely a different unit. They were good last year, both times we played them last year as well. I think they're very well coached. Coach Del Rio does a great job, always has done a very good job of you know, having his players ready to go. They play very fast. They know what they're doing. Their scheme, they give you a lot of challenges in terms of the things that they do, but there's very few, opportunities where they miss an assignment or anything like that.
Yeah.
So It's a group that, you know, they have big guys inside and up front. They got really premier edge rushers. They got speed at linebacker, and they do a good job of finding the ball there. And then they got very active players in the secondary. And, you know, we've played against Harris before. We know Aqib obviously is an extremely talented player that's very dangerous and has already made, you know, a ton of impact plays this year for them and turnovers. Ward is one of the better strong safeties we're going to see. I mean, he does a great job of, you know, playing down near the line of scrimmage at times, and also does a good job of playing in the back end of the field when they ask him to do that too. And Moore covers a ton of ground and is a guy that you need to be alert for on every snap. So this is a very solid unit, you know, that we're getting ready to play, that does have great team speed, rushes the passer extremely well, tries to take away the running game with their front, and usually does a great job of that. And then when they get their opportunities to, you know, to try to create turnovers, they've been productive with those as well. So, we got a big challenge ahead of us, and, we're excited to start our preparation.
Thanks a lot, Coach. I appreciate it.
That was sort of my question, Josh. I guess I'll try to go a different direction slightly. They do have some new faces on defense, and, you know, you mentioned playing them twice last year, so you've got some game tape between you and them. Because of their new pieces, do they look and play a lot different than they have against you guys in the past?
The scheme that, you know, there's always, Jack always adds some wrinkles in there, Coach Fox, and I mean, they do a great job of, you know, they don't let you get comfortable. This is not a defense that's going to give you the same thing snap after snap after snap. They challenge you with recognition at the front. They pressure you different ways. They'll play different variations of coverages, some man, some zone, some blitz zone. So this is a team that, like I said, they're very well coached. They'll have a game plan for us. I don't think you put on one tape to the next and say, wow, it's the same defense every single week. They don't do anything different. But honestly, I think there's a lot of changing from one week to the next in terms of how they play different people. So, you know, we'll have to see what their game plan for us is. We're going to try to prepare for what we've seen and how we've been played in the past, and try to get our players ready to go and be ready to play fast and react to what we see and adjust as we need to on Sunday.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
And we saved the best for last. Karen Dorigian, you've got the final
question. Gee, thanks, Stacey. And Josh, you did answer my question, but I'll come up with one. I got one for the best for last. given you probably want to keep the ball away from Peyton Manning as much as possible, does that enter into your play calling at all in terms of trying to possess the ball or how you might go about calling this game and trying to hold on to the football with the offense?
I think that, you know, we played against them a number of times, and obviously, you know, they have a very productive offense on their sideline, but you know, our challenge is to try to go out there and execute against their defense and you know, take care of the football and score points. And you know, if we start adding too many other things into the equation, you know, sometimes you can get distracted by trying to check off boxes and not really do the things you need to do to win the game, which, like I said, if we can take care of the ball and score, you know, that generally we're going to try to, we're going to be doing the best things to help our team have an opportunity to win. So, you know, certainly this isn't a defense that gives up a lot of big plays. So, in order to drive the ball down the field and put points on the board, you're probably going to have to possess the ball and take care of it and, you know, convert some third downs and, you know, and execute snap after snap after snap to put together some long drives and hopefully finish those with some points. So, and like I said, and we're going to try to keep it simple. We're going to try to get very familiar with this group. And again, our focus is strictly going to be on the defense and how we might, you know, best execute on Sunday and help our offense be productive.